The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Bill Cuban. The Illini are 1-1 in conference play and 4-2 overall. Illinois has a bye this week before hosting Wisconsin on October 24th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yep. So I apologize. I'm in an airport here, talent recruiting, but we played a really good Iowa team and made too many mistakes to beat, you know, one of the top teams in the Big Ten. So we had two turnovers, which kind of hurt us. We had nine, and we've been turnover free for the previous two games. So this week we're using it to just get healthy, get a little recruiting in, get our kids a little bit of rest, and getting ready for Wisconsin. Hopefully, have 3 or 4 days in advance of playing them.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Jeremy Warner with Scout.com.
Hey, Bill. Just wondering, I know there's a week to get healthy for you guys. Just wondering how Geronimo and Josh are doing.
Yeah, Geronimo looks good. You know, he'll do some run. We got to take it easy on him. These guys have been playing a lot of plays. And so he'll have a kind of a, I don't want to say an off week out there, but he'll get limited reps. And Josh, we're still waiting to see if, you know, how far away that the injury is. And, you know, then we'll probably make a determination sometime next week on whether he can play or not.
Did Geronimo suffer a concussion or did he suffer any injury or?
You know, he just wasn't feeling right, so we just kept him out. And then what we'll do is we'll just evaluate him.
And then you mentioned recruiting. What's it like recruiting after a Nebraska win? What's that like for you guys to know?
It's been really receptive. I mean, we've got some momentum going. A lot of people out there are really excited about what we're doing and how our kids are playing. Really more so about how hard our kids are playing, and they're really enthusiastic about the direction of the program right now.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Jimmy.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Much beyond the opportunity for your players to get some rest, you know, what other things are you able to work on when you don't have a game coming on Saturday? You know, do you find you're able to work more on skill development, that sort of stuff? And what kind of opportunities does the bye week give you?
Well, the first one is quality control, going out there, you know, just seeing what you're doing, you know, such a fast pace of getting through the week that you'll work about with the offense, defense, and what plays, you know, against what defenses. Gives us an opportunity to get some of the guys that haven't played a whole lot, get them a lot more work during the week. You know, we'll scrimmage with those guys at times. And then getting healthy, you know. But, it, you know, the coaches need a break every once in a while too. So hopefully, you know, you get home a little bit earlier and rest up for the big line it's going to be for the next 6 weeks.
Our next question comes from the line of Shannon Ryan with Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Bill. Two things. Would you mind, could you give the specificity of what Allison's injury is, what actually was wrong with him?
You know, to be honest with you, okay, they were evaluating, and I left town, and I got some word from Jeremy that he's feeling better. So I really can't tell you the extent of it, to be honest with you, because of, you know, just being out of town. And I was seeing, but he does feel a whole lot better. And they went through the process, going through, you know, the normal procedure about, you know, all the tests. He's passed the test. So that's as far as I know right now.
Okay. So a concussion test or evaluating him for that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And just a second thing, more general sense, is just, you know, at this point of the season, we get a break to kind of evaluate things. Is the program where you had thought it would be when you, I mean, it was a whirlwind when you came in and took over, but is this the direction you felt like it would be? Is it going in the right direction that you wanted it to be going in? Is this where you felt it would be at this point?
Well, I think we're a little bit further ahead than what it really, because you never know,
right.
You know, going into it, you know, with the change. I love the way our kids are playing hard. I love the commitment, the focus that they're using. You know, everything we've asked them to do, they've done. You know, when you take it over, you got to convince, you know, technically about 100, 10 kids, everybody be on the same page, and we've done that. So we face adversity, and we overcame that in the Nebraska game, and in this one here, we had our chance and didn't convert, but it was interesting to see them after the game to see how they react. You want disappointment, but you want a resolve among them, and I think they're doing that. So right now, I think we're a little bit ahead of where I thought we could, what we might be. Now, I'm happy the way it is. I was hoping this way would be, but we just got to keep on going, because this off week sometimes kids will regress. We got to make sure we keep pushing and doing all the things we need to get done.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Shannon.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.